This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The district attorney of New York County in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, accused Republicans of unlawful interference in his case against former U.S. President Donald Trump after his indictment this week. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
Republicans are crying foul after a Democratic district attorney announced a criminal indictment of former President Donald Trump. Former Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at an event in Washington on Friday, echoed Trump's claims that the move by Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg was politically motivated.
It's clear to the overwhelming majority of the American people that this is nothing short of a political prosecution.
Republican lawmakers who chair powerful congressional committees have vowed to investigate Bragg and demanded he hand over documents and other confidential material from the investigation. But Bragg hasn't backed down. In a letter to three House committee chairs Friday, Bragg's office called the demand for documents and testimony unprecedented and illegitimate and unlawful political interference in a New York criminal case.
Reuters' Alex Cohen reporting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced Friday that all NATO members have ratified the accession protocol for Finland to join the alliance after Turkey approved the move late Thursday. In a tweet following Turkey's vote, Stoltenberg said Finland's inclusion in the alliance will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer. He has repeatedly said he expects both Finland and Sweden will eventually become NATO members. Pope Francis is expected to leave the hospital on Saturday and is scheduled to take part in a Palm Sunday service the following day. This according to a Vatican statement. The Pope, who is 86, was taken to the hospital 2 days ago after complaining of breathing difficulties. He was diagnosed with bronchitis and treated. From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has attended a ceremony to mark the first anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russian troops who had occupied it for nearly a month at the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In his speech, Zelensky solemnly declares, 1 year has passed since the day when Russian occupiers were forced out of our city, Bucha, the city about which the world did not know yet, the city about which the world will never forget. We will not let it be forgotten. Human dignity will not let it be forgotten. Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers and other officials, and also attending, Moldovan President Maia Sandu said, democratic states must work together to ensure that these atrocities are investigated and punished. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A fierce tornado blasted through Little Rock, Arkansas on Friday, ripping away roofs and walls from many buildings, flipping over vehicles and leaving hundreds of people injured, according to media reports. A local TV station reported that the University of Arkansas declared a mass casualty event. The report called the tornado catastrophic. Baptist Health Medical Center received 21 patients from the storm. According to a spokesperson, five of them have been listed in critical condition at its two Little Rock area hospitals. The twister has struck as an immense blast of extreme spring weather swept much of the United States. The National Weather Service has also reported that tornado activity destroyed several homes and downed trees in and around Little Rock. Funeral arrangements have been made for the six victims of Monday's school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Three children and three adults. Individual services for the children are being held through the weekend. A service for substitute teacher Cynthia Peake is on Saturday. Mourners will pay their respects to the head of the school, Catherine Koontz, during a visitation on Tuesday with a service the following day. And the funeral for custodian Mike Hill is Tuesday morning. The children were each 9 years old. They've been identified as Evelyn Dickhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney. I'm Rita Foley.
Alexander Lukashenko threatened Friday that Belarus also could host intercontinental nuclear missiles on its soil, in addition to the tactical nuclear weapons Russia has decided to station in Belarus. In an annual address to lawmakers and government officials, Lukashenko said Moscow's nuclear arms would help protect Belarus, which Lukashenko claimed was under threat from the West. Marissa Milton, VOA News.